4.29. And on today's holiday programme, we have Caroline and Ben to tell us about their experiences backpacking in their gap year. Caroline, if I can start with you. You spent 3 months in South America, is that right?
Yes. I started in Argentina and then went to Chile, Peru, Bolivia and Ecuador. I stuck to Spanish-speaking countries because my Spanish is good, but my Portuguese is non-existent, so that's why I didn't go to Brazil.
Did you go on your own?
No. I met up with some friends when I got there. They'd been working in Buenos Aires and then we travelled together. I don't think I'd have felt completely safe travelling on my own.
How about you, Ben?
Yeah, I went on my own round Central and Eastern Europe. Czech Republic, Slovakia, Poland, Hungary, Slovenia, Croatia. Oh, and Serbia.
Could you speak any of the languages?
No, but it wasn't a problem because everywhere I went, I found people spoke really good English, especially the young people I met. I was amazed. Some of them actually sounded like native speakers.
And did you ever feel unsafe or lonely travelling on your own?
Well, I mean, I was safety conscious, obviously, but it was more making sure I never lost anything, like my phone or my passport or credit card. I'm usually not very good at that. But otherwise, no. It was great just being by myself because I could decide how long I wanted to stay anywhere and where I wanted to go next. I mean, I had vaguely planned my route, but I was free to change my mind whenever I liked.
Yes, that is definitely an advantage, because sometimes one of us wanted to leave a place earlier or didn't like the hotel and wanted to move, and there were a few arguments. Not major ones, but, you know, arguments.
So what kind of places did you both stay in?
I stayed mostly in youth hostels. I'd thought of camping before I left, but I decided the weather would probably be too cold. It was March and April. The hostels were pretty basic, but great places to meet people.
We stayed mainly either in budget hotels or sometimes in bed and breakfasts. They were all places we'd found on the internet, and generally speaking, they were good. In fact, we were often pleasantly surprised by how comfortable and clean places were.